Anyone here like to play with Lego? Did anyone get a Lego set for Christmas this year? Yeah? What did you get? Ninjago. Oh, yes, that's become its own thing, right? A really big set? Chris Sato, our sound man today, has the biggest Lego set I've ever seen. It's the Death Star. And it's pretty great. It's about that big. It's really great. Has anyone here seen the Lego movie? Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Lego movie was pretty great. There's these adventures that are happening with all these little Lego characters. Explosions, people flying around in angry kitties, that's right. Batman's down there, all in Lego form. But during one part of the movie, there's a big reveal that happens. And if you haven't seen the movie, it was like 4 years ago, so spoiler alert. You find out at a certain point that the Legos aren't really alive. There's people in a basement somewhere who are playing with the Legos and making everything happen. And the Legos have to deal with that. It's a bit of a problem for them to figure out what's going on. Does their life mean anything? What's it mean to be a Lego? Grown-ups have seen that movie, right? No? Yeah. Well, a lot of the time, people like you and me fall into the trap of living just like those Lego people. We get this idea in our head that God is this big creature up in the sky somewhere. And it's not really our fault, because the world can be pretty scary. And things that are big and scary, machines that are big and scary, people that are big and scary, thunderstorms that are big and scary, those feel like that's where God is. So God's way up there, really far away. Sometimes it even feels like God maybe started work on the Lego set that is our world. And then maybe forgot it on a shelf somewhere. So the temptation for us is to sometimes pray as though we're praying to a God who forgot about our Lego set. But here's the thing. That's not how God really is. And God wants us to know that, like crazy. Wants us to understand that just because God's big goes all the way up doesn't mean God's little. Doesn't go all the way down. The same God that made black holes and stars and planets and galaxies and our crazy huge universe is the same God that made tiny little seeds and dandelions and sugar crystals and the molecules that make up our bodies. So somewhere between the tiniest particle in the universe that scientists keep on discovering. I don't know what it is, a quark or something. And the biggest thing we've ever seen in the universe, which is probably some big, huge galaxy or a black hole, somewhere between those two things is the place where people get to live, where water is for the most part liquid, sometimes really solid, where carbon atoms come together and make people happen. So when God wanted to tell people, I care about you so much, and my big goes all the way up, and my little goes all the way down, did he make a giant head come out of the sky and say, I'm here for you. Everything's cool, everybody. No, he didn't do that. Instead, God did the trickiest trick ever, and he came down, and he became one of the Legos, just like us. Now, today's Bible story, a guy named Simeon and a lady named Anna got to meet God in like the earliest days of Jesus' life on earth. He's there for he's even getting a routine medical treatment, which is an interesting thought when you think about God being willing to be a part of just the regular stuff that people do. And both of those people, God came and whispered in their ear and said, hey, this little thing, this tiny little baby, is going to change the whole world. And both of them were like, mind blown. It was pretty crazy. We can't necessarily have a moment where we get to see the Christ child. Actually, most of us probably won't. But we can all take a minute right now and take a look at the kind of stuff that God decided to make himself out of when he came to the world. So just take a minute. Everybody, hold up your hand right now. Just hold it up. You see your hand? Wiggle those fingers a little bit. Grown-ups too. Come on. Look at that. Isn't it a marvel, this stuff, that if you just leave it for a little while on its own out in the dirt somewhere, returns to the dirt? Now, reach out and take hold of the hand of the person next to you. Just take a look at it. Just take a look at it. You feel it? Take a look at it. Look at that stuff. Some hands are soft. Some are rough. Some of them are warm, and some of them are cold. Some of them are clammy. Some of them are dry. The whole world with. And this is the stuff that God is going to change the whole world with. There isn't some super spiritual place high in the sky that we'll have to get so we can get closer to God. God has already done all of the work to get to us. And it's as simple as the flesh and the bone and the blood that pumps in fingers and hands and arms and legs and hearts like yours and mine. So this Christmas, like every Christmas, it's a good time to retune our imagination a little bit and get rid of that crazy cartoon God in the sky with a beard holding a lightning bolt who's far, far away from us, and know that the same God who's down there making seeds grow up to make grass happen, and the same God that's making a star explode somewhere in a far-off galaxy, is also the God that's right there with you. No matter what your problem, no matter what your trouble, no matter where you are. And that's Christmas. May we all find new ways to imagine God with us. Amen. And you can go back and sit with your parents.